Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. And I think I got a good one for you. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, and again, guys, we're in that season. We're in that season. We're in that time of the year when everyone is interested in income taxes or taxes or getting money back or paying money back, right? So, you know, our sponsor, CPA on Duty, is the best. They're professionals, and they'll help you with your concerns. All right? So, today's weather. Let's look at the weather here. Right now, it's 40 degrees in the ATL, clear skies. We had a high today of 43, a low tonight of 24. I don't know if it's going to – you think it's going to reach 24 tonight? If it's 40 right now, I don't know. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 48, low 24. Wednesday, a high of 46, a low of 26. Okay? And then Thursday, we're looking at a high of 57 on Thursday. So, and sunshine, right? So that's how we'll be moving into the weekend. Today's word of the day is mugwump. Now, I do not pick these words. They come to me every day on a daily basis from Webster's Dictionary. It's mugwump, M-U-G-W-U-M-P. Mugwump is a noun, and the first definition is a bolter from the Republican Party in 1884. A bolter. From the Republican Party. That means someone that left the Republican Party is a mugwump. Okay, number two, a person who is independent, as in politics, or who remains undecided or neutral. They are a mugwump. That's your word of the day. You can take that and use it however you want. Okay? Now, let's see. Before I get into today's episode, first I want to say thank you guys for tuning in to the show. There are tons of people up on the show right now, and I appreciate you guys listening in and at our new time. New time, 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday for the next few weeks. All right? And today, I read a story. It was quick. I'm going quick. I read a story. It was about, well, these are just the headlines, okay? In Detroit, Michigan, the teachers in Detroit had a sick out. I don't know if you guys know what a sick out is. Is where I'm thinking is where the students usually have sick outs. You know, it's where they don't come to school, like they're sick, so they don't come to school, and or they're playing sick. They're not sick, but they're playing sick, and they don't come to school. So the teachers in Detroit had a sick out. Now, again, I don't know if they're protesting something or something's going on within the school system, but they had a sick out today, and it left dozens, excuse me, they say dozens of schools had to close because they didn't have teachers, because the teachers were having a sick out. Sick out. That's what the teachers did. Now, do you think that some of them may be reprimanded for what they did today? I mean, if the headlines of the teachers had a sick out, that means they know that they sat out today. That all of them weren't sick. right? So there may be some fallout from that. We'll see, okay? We'll see about that. And let's see, what else? We're coming up on the Dr. King holiday next Monday, so I know you guys are geared up for that. You probably have a day off from work, and probably going to, you know, chill out and have a good time. Now, I'm not really going to talk about the football games over the weekend because they were just crazy. All right? And let's see, what else? There was something else I wanted to tell you guys about, but I guess I can't put my finger on it right now. But okay, here it is. And I started to do the show about this today. Everybody's all up in arms about the Powerball from Saturday, and then the Powerball that's coming up on Wednesday. Okay, it's crazy what's going on, but I heard that all these people coming from Alabama, because Alabama doesn't have the lottery, so they coming from Alabama crossing the Georgia line. And as soon as they cross the Georgia line, they find the first lottery outlet that they can get to, and they're just stacked in there. I mean, cars all out in the street lined up trying to get in this place to buy a Powerball ticket, buy a lottery ticket, okay? And it's just crazy. It's pure mayhem right now, what's going on with the Powerball. Of course, it is over $1 billion. This has never, ever been... this is the highest jackpot ever in lottery history since the lottery has been going on in the United States. This is the largest jackpot in history. So they're talking about $1.3 billion, not million dollars, billion with a B, billion dollars. So if you are that lucky person, if you are that one lucky person who has the winning ticket, and they're saying that the odds of you having the winning ticket is 1 in 292 million. Okay, those are your odds for winning this jackpot. 1 in 292 million. Okay, chances. People, whatever. I don't know what it is. There are 300 million people approximately in the United States. That's pretty close to that 300 million. So it's one. You're that one person out of the entire United States population who's going to win that Powerball ticket. I sure hope it's one of my listeners. I mean, I hope it's me. Hell, I'm buying a ticket. I'm buying a few tickets, okay? And, I won some money from Saturday's drawing. I had 3 out of 5 numbers, and I had the Powerball number. So, you got to say, when I saw those numbers come up, I mean, my fingers were tingling and everything. I mean, crazy. But I had 3 out of 5 numbers, and I had the Powerball. That was $100. And so, hey, I'll take it, right? How much did you win? Okay. Anyway, let's get on with the show. And, this is what dreams are. You think about this, and you start to dream about what would you do with, I guess maybe if it's $1.3 billion, you'll probably take home the, if you take the cash settlement, you'll probably take home maybe $700 million. You'll net from that. After the government gets theirs, probably you'll take home about $700 million, which not a bad day at the office, right? For a $2 ticket. So people start thinking about, what would I do with $700 million? What would you do with $700 million? $700 million. Okay? That is big, big, big money. You know, you'll be worth more than a lot of celebrities. And so anyway, we'll get off that before I start talking about things I'd do with the money, but we'll get off of that. Anyway, today's episode is entitled Clemson versus Alabama. Who is your pick to win, and why do you think they will win? Okay, so we're going to discuss the national championship game, and you guys, I want you guys to call me and tell me who your pick for tonight's game is, and why do you think they're going to win, and I'll give you my pick. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, or you guys can call in and give me your pick. Now, the game starts in what? Less than 2 hours, 8:30. So the game starts in less than 2 hours, and you know, I'm sure that those fans out there, those obnoxious Alabama fans, and I know they're listening to the show. I say it to them in their face, obnoxious Alabama fans. That's who you guys are, obnoxious. And I don't understand why. I mean, you won a couple of championships in your time, okay? So, but I still don't understand why you're so obnoxious about it. It's just football. I guess that's all you have in Alabama is the Alabama team, and that's why you're so weird about it. Now, I have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Justin from Cayes. I want to start this off by saying, go Dawgs, Roof. Hey, but tonight, go for the Clemson Tigers, Frank.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I said I wasn't gonna say my pick, but I'm with you on that. I think Clemson's gonna take them. I don't like Alabama. I'm not a Clemson fan, but I think Clemson gonna beat Alabama tonight.
I'm with you.
So
I'm with you on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I hope I hope Clemson come out winners tonight. That'll be a real good day at the office tomorrow.
It sure will. Quiet some of it. Mike can work without hearing too much jibber jabber.
Right. right. Won't have to hear the Alabama fans cry. We listen to them cry all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, Justin, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
Yes, sir.
Tell the family we say hello to, bro.
I got you.
All right. So now, Justin say he going with Clemson. Anybody else out there want to call and give me your pick? Again, I'm with Clemson tonight. I hope they pound Alabama. I do. I hope they step on their necks and pound them tonight. That's what you have to do to the bullies. You have to beat them down and keep them down. Okay? And I have another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 290. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Felicia, and I want to say go dogs too. Roof, roof. Anyway,
roof, roof.
My only comment is to say that I hope Clemson does step all over Alabama. That'll be, for me, just the same thrill as winning this lottery. So, yeah, I hope they do it, and it's going to give me the same effect. It'll make me feel some type of way as if I done walked in there and hit the lottery because I'm sick of Alabama.
So tell me something. Have you bought your lottery tickets?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
I mean,
you know I have.
Okay. Well, good deal.
But again, like I said, if Clemson does what I want them to do, that'll be the same effect. Because I'm tired of hearing Alabama, that like Justin said, it'll quiet some stuff. You can actually work. Well, we'll have to hear them whine all day. So, you know, it makes excuses for losing. But it'll still be a good day at the office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's
all
right, I
Felicia.
Have to say.
Well, thanks for your call. Keep listening to the
show.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. So, again, that's you know, I believe that Clemson's going to take them tonight. I believe Clemson is just destined for this win tonight. They're going all the way through the season undefeated. I don't know if this has ever been done. Can somebody look that up for me and tell me if this has ever been done? If someone has gone through the season, through the entire college season without a loss and won the national championship. Can I get someone to look that up for me and let me know, and I'll put that out there. I know it's been done in the professional ranks. So, you know, the Miami Dolphins did it back in the 70s. They went all the way through the season undefeated and won the Super Bowl. So I don't know if they've done it before. I know Justin's still on the line. Hey Justin, do you know if that's ever happened before?
Yeah, it just happened in 2010, Frank.
2010. Who was it?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, Auburn Tigers. Okay. All right. I appreciate that. I figured you'd know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. Keep listening. So that's it. So Cam Newton did it in 2010. And, you know, what's funny about that is Clemson has a similar quarterback. He's not as big as Cam Newton, but he can throw it and he can run it. Okay, he can run the ball and he can throw the ball. And Alabama has problems with those type of quarterbacks. Okay, so this is gonna be a challenge for Alabama tonight. I think if Clemson doesn't make, you know, turnovers, doesn't have turnovers and things like that, they got a great chance at Alabama tonight. And I know you Alabama fans out there and y'all listening to the show and y'all blowing smoke out your ears right now hearing me talk about this. Call into the show. Tell me what you think. Don't be scared. Tell me how you feel about your team. Let me know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So you can call in and tell me how you feel about your team, Alabama. So, and if, now look at this now. If Clemson wins tonight, they ran through the season without a loss, and just about all their players, I know they got a couple of seniors on the team, but most of their players will be back next year for another season, okay? They'll be back next year for another season. Now, as y'all know, the Alabama's defensive coordinator, Kirby Smart, he's leaving Alabama. He's coming over to the dog pound. He's coming to Georgia, and he's bringing a couple of the Alabama coaches, assistant coaches, with him to Georgia, okay? So Alabama next year, I don't think they're going to be as strong as they are this year for sure, okay? Not only from personnel, but also from, you know, losing these great coaches, especially the defensive coach. And I think that Georgia is going to be, I mean, you know, it's going to be hell next year coming to Athens between the hedges. And I think we're going to play good ball next year. But I'm giving this coach 2 years. I think 2 years, next year, you know, we may not just, you know, put it in ink on the paper. But in 2017, we're going to be national championship contenders. I believe that with all my heart. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. So, Clemson against Alabama tonight. Now we've got, what, it's right at 7 o'clock. So we got another hour and a half. All right? An hour and a half. I got a few things to do before I sit down and watch the game. But I believe that Clemson going to win. And the you Alabama fans out there, y'all don't want to call in and talk to me. That's okay. I know you're sitting in front of the TV right now with all, you know, they're sitting in front of the TV right now with all their Alabama stuff on. Okay. I can guarantee you that there are some Alabama fans out there who's sitting there in front of the TV. They got that. Alabama hat on, they got the Alabama shirt on, they got the Alabama wristwatch, they got the Alabama wristband on, they got Alabama belt, the Alabama color pants, they got on Alabama socks, and they got some type of Alabama shoes on. I guarantee you, there's some fans sitting at home right now with all that crap on, waiting, just waiting for the game to start. They already, you know, already been drinking, probably had 7, 8 Budweisers already, and just waiting for the game to start. Waiting for the game to start. And you know, he's sitting back in his chair, talking about, "Hey sister, can you bring me another beer? Sister, bring me another beer." That's the way it goes. I tell you, I'm just having fun. That's all. I'm just having fun. But in all seriousness, I do believe that Clemson is going to take them out tonight. I mean, we got to, you know, Clemson got to jump out there and bust them up, just bust them in the mouth right at the start of the game. You know, I'd love to see Alabama kick off to Clemson and they run it back, you know, 100 yards. First play of the game, touchdown. and they got to go and they got to run hard and get up maybe 21-0 or something like that on Alabama to just take the heart out. Pull the heart out. I mean, you got to choke them. And you got to choke them till they can't get up anymore. I just hope that it's a hard Alabama loss. And they're going to take it hard because they got to wait all the way until next year to be able to talk again. And that's what I want. I want them to shut them up tonight, Clemson. Shut them up. Now, where's the game? The game is is the game in Arizona? I bet Justin knows that too. Hey, Justin. Let's see if I can get Justin back up on the show. Hey, Justin, where's the game at tonight?
It's in Arizona, Frank.
Arizona, all right. At the Phoenix University of Phoenix Stadium or something like that.
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate it. Justin, my info man tonight. Justin, you need to be sitting on the show every night, man, so I can get info from you.
Hey, I'm gonna try to get on there, Frank.
All right. I appreciate it. Hang on.
Yeah.
And so I got a couple of more minutes left in the show. Tell you guys something about this University of Phoenix Stadium before we get off, and then I'm gonna shut the show down. This is something. This is interesting now because this is it's a pretty new stadium. I don't know how many years old it is, but it's not old at all. But here's what they do. It's a dome stadium, but they've got real grass inside the dome. Okay, the field is real grass. What they do is the entire field is on like tracks, like railroad tracks, and it takes like 2.5 hours for the field to roll out of the stadium on these tracks. I mean, you can go to the website, to the stadium's website, and you can see it. This football field rolls out of the stadium on these railroad tracks. All the way out of the stadium, the entire field comes out of the stadium, okay? And it sits to the side of the stadium. And that's how they maintain the grass. They bring it outside of the stadium and they treat it, water it, everything. It gets sunlight. They cut it and everything outdoors. And you know in Arizona how the weather is. So they maintain the field outdoors when they have to. They take care of it outdoors. And then, you know, before the game or whatever, they slide it right back into the stadium on these tracks, and it's just like an outdoor stadium, outdoor field, everything. And they pull it out so they can have concerts and all that kind of stuff, and they just have got, you know, concrete underneath. But this whole field rolls in and out of the dome. Isn't that interesting? I told you. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Thanks to my callers for calling in. No thanks to those Alabama callers who were scared to call into the show. I know you guys are out there. I know you are. You just don't want to call. Anyway, let's see. I wanted to find a nice little song that I could close out with. And so here we go. And this is what Alabama's going to be singing when at the end of the game tonight after they lose. Hey, take care, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. This is Alabama's song after tonight when they lose and they're headed back to their hotel.
Now won't you tell me what's wrong? Tell me what.